this lesson in the Dream Blazing program. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and today we're talking about money, 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 fortune. What it takes to live a life of good fortune. A lot of the conversation is around money and money goals, but before you start panicking and freaking out, what I really want to spend some time on is talking about money stories. Because as I mentioned in the previous lesson, the stories that we tell ourselves, the stories that come from our brains, that come from our upbringing, that come from our family conditioning, that come from our past experiences, have a lot to do with how we manage, handle, invest, save, spend our money. And whether that's personal finances or business finances, and we're going to do a whole breakout section on profit first for your business, it's important that you understand the money stories that are going on. So I want to tell you a story about two women named Beth. Now, Beth number one is this hardworking girl. She works 8-hour days, 7 days a week, and she's making a little over minimum wage doing the best that she can. Well, recently she lost her job, and she's just had a really rough time of it. You know, she can't seem to catch a break. The minute she thinks she's got some money set aside, something breaks down. And then there goes the money that she saved. And then, you know, she manages to save up a little bit of money to buy something that's nice that she really wants for herself. But, you know, she doesn't have a lot of stuff in her house. Her house is really sparse and bare and feels so empty because of the dreams that she has to have these big, nice, beautiful things. But she's working this minimum wage job or just over minimum wage. And it's really frustrating for her to be in this situation. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't give her a lot of money to have a love life. She doesn't get to go out much. She doesn't get to do anything. You know, she's had a few dates here and there, but nothing's really panned out for her, and she's kind of frustrated. I mean, she's pushing 40, and it feels like her life hasn't even started yet, and she's just really struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then there's Beth number two. And she, too, has recently lost her job. She was working a job where she put in a lot of hours, and she was learning a lot of stuff. She wasn't making a lot of money, a little over minimum wage, but, you know, she got to meet a lot of great people, and she was enjoying the work experience. She wished she was making more, but you know what? She got a lot of knowledge and learning out of that, and she's looking forward to the next job, whatever that happens to be. And she's been really lucky in her life because she's always been good about saving money, and she's been blessed that when something's come along, she's had the money to make sure that she could cover it and she didn't have to go into debt for that. And she may not have a lot of beautiful, fancy things. Her house may seem a little sparse, but everything in her home is something that she treasures and that she prizes and that she's worked hard for. And she's proud of all of her possessions. And while she hasn't found the love of her life yet, you know, she's been on a few dates and she realizes that she's pushing 40 and she's just trusting the process that when the right guy shows up, she's going to be happy and he's going to be happy and they're going to be happy together. And until that time, she's just going to keep doing what she knows how to do and make the most of the life that she has. Now, if you listen to those two stories, the facts are the same. Both women, named Beth, recently lost their jobs. Both women, named Beth, were recently working a job just a little over minimum wage, working the same number of hours, the same number of days a week. They were both saving about the same amount of money. They had the same amount of, you know, emergencies that crept up that they ended up having to pay for. They didn't have a lot of stuff in their houses. They had about the same amount of things. These two stories have the exact same facts, but completely different perspectives. So what's the story that you have around your money, around your life, around your business? Remember way back in one of the early lessons in this program, I asked you, what is it that you believe about yourself, about your great work, and about the world in which you're called to serve? Those beliefs color these stories. If you believe that work is hard, if you believe that your clients are deadbeats, you're going to get those kind of results showing up in your life. Even if the facts are the same, the way you show up, the energy that you bring, as we mentioned in the last lesson, the energy that you bring colors the whole story. So, when we're looking at our money, it pays to be mindful of the stories that we're telling.